Welcome to the CrossX Method, the podcast developed for our members and community to help drive your performance and health to new levels. As a CrossFit certified trainer, firefighter, and affiliate owner for the better part of a decade, I draw on my knowledge and experience, and more importantly, that of many professionals in the industry, to provide world-class information to our members and community. We look forward to helping you achieve optimal health and performance while having some fun conversations along the way. All right, welcome to CrossX Method podcast episode number 32. This week we're speaking with Leah, and we're going to continue on our meet the coaches and staff. And welcome, Leah.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Excellent. Now, Leah, I guess some pretty big changes at CrossX in terms of what we're doing staffing wise. So I guess before we get into that, let's give us a bit of your history. Mm-hmm. Firstly, let's look at maybe your training. Mm-hmm. And tell us when you started here and all of those good things.
Yeah, cool. I was introduced to CrossFit back in 2011. I had travelled for a few years and got back home, and a friend of mine introduced me to CrossFit out in Cleveland. So it was pretty different to anything I'd ever done before, and I wasn't the fittest either. So I had a great time when I tried it. And then when I moved kind of inner city closer to this area, I discovered you guys, and I was working at Lululemon at the time, so I was able to pop in casually and just do some classes here and there. And I think I secured my membership in 2013. So
well,
it's been, yeah,
it's 7 years.
Yeah,
jeez, time flies.
I know. And I'm still no better than.
Oh, come on, give yourself a break. Now, I remember meeting you at Lululemon.
Yeah.
And just a little side note, I used to hate going to Lululemon.
Oh.
And it's for a good reason. I could never match the happiness. It was just far too happy for me. And I'm like, I just want to buy a pair of shorts. If I'm having a bad day, I can't go in there because everyone is so positive and pumped. And I'm just like, I just can't do it today.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Lulu
that
down.
Really backfired on us, didn't it? What a culture.
Don't worry. Still bought plenty of shorts. It's okay.
Good. We got you.
Yeah. Cool. So that you've been training here ever since, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And what about, like, give us your work history and, you know, where you've sort of been, I guess. Mm-hmm. Started at Lulu.
That's right.
And then moved on to U Foods, hey?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So 5 years at Lululemon, and that really taught me leadership. So how to lead myself, how to lead others, how to lead a business in a way. And then after that chunk of time, I moved on to U Foods, and it was a startup business back then. I was there for 5 years. I still have a few hours there now, actually.
Yep.
And that taught me, that was probably the pivotal point of my career. I worked for the owner. I've never worked so fast paced in my life. We change direction every 5 minutes. It really keeps you on your toes. And my role there was customer experience, and a lot of reporting and analyzing the reports and making sure that we're seeing continual improvement as we grew so rapidly over the time. So really cool gig. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of remember the whole, prepackaged meal thing that it wasn't around, you know. There used to be like Caveman Kitchen, I think it was. We got some of the meals here back in the day. They were a bit rough. Good theory, good quality. Just didn't have that finished product. But yeah. And then there's U Foods and all those really sort of seemed to accelerate.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah.
Cool. All right. I'm going back to the notes board here.
Okay.
which you wrote, by the way.
Yeah. Yes.
So just talking about your current approach to goal setting, any goals you're currently working on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
What's happening with that with your training?
Yeah, neat. Training goals. I think I've always had a big old bucket of things that I need to actually acknowledge and deal with, that just this long list of things that I don't feel I'm great at and things that I need to improve. And that same list are the things that I avoid and have avoided for a really long time. So I think it's pretty cool now. I'm feeling inspired to try and get after a few of those things that I've just never put the time into. So I'm doing my best to do the extras and get stronger in my weaknesses.
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah.
And any other goals outside of training?
Yeah. Oh, they're pretty cliche kind of goals, to be honest. Just want to read more. I probably don't set enough time aside to just stop and read. I like listening to podcasts where I'm not the focal point. I'm definitely a listener.
Yeah.
And I actually, it's a bit random and probably a bit fluffy, but I really want a goal of complimenting strangers because I think the world needs more of that.
Right.
Because I always think of compliments and I just never voice them. And I've been complimented before from a stranger and it just makes your day. So
excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool. Just don't make it weird.
Yeah, that's right.
Be careful about the stranger.
Careful what I say.
Yeah. That's really cool. All right. Sweet. So... what do you do for fun outside CrossFit?
Oh, spend all my time with my dog.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
How did you know? It's not like she's all over Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't she have her own Instagram?
She does with Charlie.
Oh, I don't know about that. Anyway, so yeah, hang out with the dog a lot.
Yeah, hang out with the dog. I head to the beach every second I can with her. Perfect. Pretty much all of my time is spent outside in the sun with the dog.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, that's kind of a lot of getting to know you a little bit.
Yeah, cool.
Pretty generic. I guess we should probably spend a little bit of time of why you're sitting here. And and I can probably speak to that and then we'll kind of just bounce back and see what happens. But so to give a bit of context, we, you know, I resigned from the fire service earlier, actually the end of last year. And formally finished this year in February. And I remember speaking to a lot of my colleagues and the fire service, as you know, your dad's a firefighter and a lot of people don't know that. I actually worked on the same shift as your dad.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel old.
You are old.
I lost my train of thought. So, yeah, anyway, gave up the fireys and you know, speaking to a lot of colleagues, I'm like, look, you know, it's a bit of a risk and you're giving up something that's so secure. Most of the time people, you know, you don't leave the fire service until you have to leave it at 65. It's a great job. It's really rewarding. It's very, you know, you can climb the career ladder or you can not, and either way is fine. But speaking to those guys, they're like, you know, why'd you quit? Like, you know, this is such an amazing thing. Yeah, you're taking a big risk. And I clearly remember saying to a couple of my really close friends, look, it would take a really like crazy worldwide disaster for something to go wrong with the gyms, you know?
Yikes.
Next minute, along comes COVID.
You manifested
it.
I'm
like, shit. Yeah, it's my fault.
This is your fault.
I ate a bat. So, yeah, you know, that took a massive hit for us. But while that happened, and to sound very cliched, like, you know, a lot of people, it gave us time for me and Alex to sit back and really go, look, what are we trying to achieve with the business? Two, what are we trying to achieve for our own lives? And how can we best move forward still giving the gym everything that we want? And the community and yet still finding some balance, because what was happening and has happened in the past, and I guess anyone that starts a business that wants it to grow has to put in a period of time where there is no balance and it's all about work. After 10 years, you know, of varying levels of input at different times. Obviously, at the start, it was big days and nonstop and nearly sleeping at the gym pretty much, or definitely sleeping in the gym before we moved here.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to get to this point where there is some balance. And, you know, even up until COVID and even post-COVID for a little bit until you've come on, you know, essentially I get to the gym at 4:30 a.m. and you know, you'll generally see me scooting out the door at some stage between 5:30 and 7 p.m. Now, most people probably, you know, don't get to see the connection because they're here for an hour and they're like, oh, yeah, I saw Rob in the morning. And, you know, and then they don't see you again because they've trained in the morning till the next morning, but I've pretty much been here that whole time.
Yeah.
And so in terms of hours, you know, it's upward of 70 to 80 hours, including all the bookings and stuff that you're now familiar with. So we just got to the point where we said, look, we really need to get some help. And for us, we wanted it to be someone that was within the community and someone we really trust and thought would be a really positive, you know, leader within the business. And you came to mind, obviously. So I remember back during COVID, I reached out and we got in touch and sat down, had a coffee, and next minute, here we are.
Yeah.
It's worked out really well.
Yeah, it has.
So I guess, you know, my goal for me personally is to try and get back to about 45 hours a week, down from that 70, just so that, you know, I don't turn around and the kids are all grown up and I haven't spent any time with them because I've been here.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my goal. And also to collectively grow the business. And, you know, we're not after world domination or anything crazy capitalist, you know, approach, but any sort of time a business isn't growing, you know, they're going to start going backwards pretty quickly. And you can think of it in any industry, but even with us here, you know, if we were still running the same CrossFit gym the way that CrossFit was in 2012, we would have shut years ago. You know, we just, yeah. Everything evolves and everything needs to improve and grow. And you're going to be a big part of that.
Yeah.
So I guess just to stop me belabouring on, how have you found it so far? You know, I've dumped a lot on your lap. Is there anything in there that you, you know, on a whole, did you kind of think, oh, geez, I didn't, was there anything you didn't see coming or anything that you just thought workload-wise was different?
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely been a change for me, you know, going from a senior management, super busy corporate gig to this industry. It's been awesome.
Yep.
I don't think there's been anything that surprised me other than having enjoyed coaching as much as I have.
Yeah,
I was
excellent.
Very resistant to that at the start, but I enjoyed my level one much more than I thought. So that was a big surprise. And I've just been having a good time since then.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So we weren't really looking to bring you on full time as a coach, right?
That's
not your primary
correct.
Position. But the great thing is that you do love it.
Yeah.
And it gives us that avenue to have you here more often. And for you to lead the team and the crew.
That's right.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So I guess, what are what are our plans? Where are we moving? What have we got on the horizon? I don't know if you want to speak to that at all.
Yeah.
Try I mean, to put you on the spot. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to coke it. You probably have a much better way of articulating the vision. But yeah, I suppose I see my role as being a bit of an all-rounder. A lot of people have been asking, what is it that you're going to be doing here? So to be able to speak to that, bit of an all-rounder, bit of an operational manager, as we had chatted about over coffee. Member experience is going to be a huge focus of mine, coming from my background too in customer experience. So hopefully I can add some value there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just bring a little bit of strategy into the business decisions and make sure that the business is nice and healthy as we grow and, can scale with the new members both here and at Carina. And there's probably a lot of opportunity in Carina as well for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, you know, I when you sit back and you look from a member's point of view, mm-hmm. and you'll have this, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but before you started, what would you envision, say, a day for me or a full-time coach maybe consisted of?
Ooh. I knew there was always probably way more to it. I knew that it took a lot to run this kind of place with this many members, and your time was probably just caught up just dealing with random member requests, I'd say. But I probably didn't put too much thought into it. I mean, things just tend to happen, and our experience as a member is just that it's super seamless and streamlined, or it was for me anyway.
Yep.
I don't think I really understood everything that you have poured into this. It's really impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
look, you start a business, and a CrossFit business like this, it kind of evolved, and you don't, you know, really think about all the ins and outs.
That's right.
You know, as soon as you take on staff, that adds a phenomenal amount of work,
mm-hmm.
Not just in terms of helping them develop, but just managing just day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just stuff.
Coordinating.
Yep. and then... you know, the social media aspect of it, which I ignored for many, many years.
You did too.
I did. Yeah. I just didn't like it. I'm like, oh, I'm out. I don't need this. Turns out you do.
Yeah.
That takes up a lot of time, and no doubt anyone listening to this that's been in the classes see me pointing the camera around. It's not because I love photography. It's just one of those things that's critical to the business. It does take up a few hours every single week, you know. Yeah. So there's getting that right. And then, you know, we have the bookwork side of things, and then equipment repair and replacing. And, there's just so much to it. As you've said, you know, geez, this place just eats up your time.
It does.
Yeah. Like you turn around, and if I don't, I really need to prioritize my training and set times for that, because if I don't, it just doesn't happen. And that's the last thing that will go for me, essentially. So, making sure that happens throughout the day is pretty challenging amongst everything else as we sit here doing a podcast. So there's this incredible amount of just stuff that needs to happen, and and we're going to hopefully streamline all of that and all of those processes, so a lot of less putting out fires and more so planning to make sure things don't crop up that we don't
100%.
Need to deal with.
That's right.
Awesome. So, you know, when we talk about the business and what we're hoping for, essentially, or where are we going, you know, what we're trying to do. And we've got our values posted on the wall there: integrity, solidarity, virtuosity, and we're still going to live by those. But we also, Eric Rosa has just taken CrossFit over, the new CEO, and we're listening to him speak, and he mentioned this process of health, happiness, and performance. Mm-hmm. And that really hit home for me, and I thought that's a really amazing thing to look at. The performance side of things went away from CrossFit for quite a while there, because Greg Glassman wanted to focus more on health and the bigger picture and stuff like that. And I think Eric's doing a great job of bringing the performance side back in and making sure that it is important. It's not just performance in terms of being a CrossFit Games athlete. The way he described it and the thing that I really liked about it was performance for yourself, and whether that's in the class for CrossFit or whether that's got nothing to do with CrossFit and you're just performing in your life better, you're managing your relationships better, you have a more positive outlook, you're getting more out of life essentially, mm-hmm. and health and happiness goes along with that. And I really appreciate that. I think having people come into the gym that are positive and happy increase the atmosphere significantly, changes the mood, changes the vibe. And we all know those, there's a lot of people that stand out with that, and it's really cool to see, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So I think, moving forward, we're just trying to create as big a – I want to give everyone the opportunity to be able to experience what we have here at CrossAx and at Carina.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing culture of really cool, open-minded people that are looking after their health, that are generally happy, and that are performing well.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an awesome vision. I'm so behind it. Yeah.
Cool. I'm glad. I was just thinking the other day about how amazing, when I look at just the normal class here of any time of the day, really, there is some people lifting and running and, doing some phenomenal things that a generation ago just didn't happen.
Yeah.
There was no mums a generation ago doing cleaner jerks and running with a sandbag and doing all that stuff. There was no, there was no one just doing power cleans at 100 kilos for repetitions just because, it just didn't happen. And this evolution of this health and fitness has been really amazing.
Yeah,
I just think it's incredible.
Yeah, I think it's so easy to get swept away into all of your weaknesses, isn't it, and have a little complaint here and there of what you need to get better at. But really, if you take a step back, it's pretty awesome what we're all doing here.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Yep. Cool. All right, so let's move forward a little bit. If you can go on a road trip with anyone, who is it And why?
I listened to Dale's answer. Bless him. He said his partner. I was not thinking of anyone I know. I was thinking of like Oprah.
Someone famous. Oprah.
Yeah. For sure, Oprah would be amazing. I'm such a fangirl.
Yeah,
or,
right.
Yeah, if not Oprah, I reckon I'd say Brené Brown. Have you heard of her before?
Brené Brown.
Yeah, she.
No.
She's really interesting. I think she's American, maybe Canadian. But she studies shame and vulnerability, and she's just a really interesting woman, and I would love to pick her brain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I have no idea who she
is. There you go.
That's cool. And what was your first email address?
You did ask. So that just came up. It may have been rainbowgirl@hotmail.com.
We're doing a test for the sound on this on the podcast, and I was adjusting a few things. I'm like, just talk about like your email address or your whatever so I can adjust the volume level. And that popped up and I thought it was pretty damn funny.
Well, I would love to know yours when you remember
it. Yeah, I can't remember. It was probably something boring, something at Hotmail.
Not as cool as mine, no, that's definitely for sure.
Here's another question. What age did you get your first email address?
Ooh, I don't know. I would have been 15 or... Oh, no. I'm thinking of maybe my first phone. Maybe 14?
Yeah, right. Does I remember being right? at high school and they're like, hey, there's this new thing called email.
Did you say you worked with my dad?
Yeah. That's it. And I'm like, what? And then anyway, I'm old. And I didn't really know what it was. I couldn't type anyway, so it didn't matter.
You've come so far.
Oh, learning. Cool. So what's on the cards? What's happening for the gym in the near future? Feel free to talk openly and we might get it wrong and we might make some changes, but roughly what's coming up, what's happening in the next sort of 6 weeks?
Oh, well, we've got, we're talking about a lot of stuff at the moment.
Yep.
It's probably pretty basic level to talk about this, but we're going to get some new apparel in.
Yep.
I'm excited about that.
That's cool, yeah.
If we could plan events, we definitely would be, so we'll wait and see what happens there. But we are looking at a 4- and 6-week challenge.
Yep.
So we're looking at getting some new members in, getting new faces in,
yep,
letting people know that CrossFit isn't this super scary thing. It's actually really, really inclusive. So we'll be coming after you members to try and see who you know and see who you can invite in to the space.
Yep.
And putting on a challenge again for existing members, which will be really fun.
Cool.
Yeah. And then Christmas is going to be here before we know it. Yeah.
I was just thinking about that today. So we're going to have to figure out what we can do Christmas party wise.
Yeah.
With the current COVID restrictions, so I'm not really sure what we're going to be able to do there.
Yep.
I know you can have outside big group numbers. I'm not sure about inside.
Yeah. So something to think about, but we definitely want to be able to celebrate everybody, so we'll do our best.
Absolutely. on the other front, not too much happening with the gym. There's going to be some changes. You'll see it come up just in terms of the actual physicality of the
That's
place
right.
so yep. we're ripping some stuff up and moving some stuff around and changing things a little bit, so that'll be coming up soon.
And what's the idea behind that space?
So we're trying to create a little bit more space. We're aware that at the 4:15 sort of time of day, we're getting a lot of teenagers in now, which is amazing.
It's awesome.
And we're also trying to make sure that they don't feel like they're the sort of ugly sister kept in the corner sort of deal. So we're just trying to create a little bit more space, and there's a couple of ways that we can do that, and hopefully it pans out and how we like, and just make use of this big area that we have a little bit better than what we currently do at the moment. So a bit of work on there, and kind of business as usual with our training. You probably won't see too much change leading into the open, which is in February. Might see a little bit of different stuff in the extras, especially post-Christmas, which will, gear us up to perform as best as we can during the CrossFit Open.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of that, it's just a worldwide online competition for absolutely everyone. There's scaling options and all this stuff, and we'll be running that throughout February, March, when that kicks off. I guess that's probably about all I can think of at the moment that we got happening and rolling.
Yep.
And I guess just a massive welcome to the team.
Thank you.
We're going to try and catch up a little bit more often and talk about some different topics. So I know I've said that before on the podcast, so we'll try and get more consistent with these things. But we'll keep them nice and short. We'll cover some topics and hopefully give you guys a bunch of stuff to think about with your training or listen to. Now, if you do have any questions or topics or items that you would like us to discuss, please email us admin@crossfitcrossax.com and we can definitely cover those. I know we had some a while ago that we should have touched on, so feel free to reach out and shoot us your questions.
Yeah, for sure.
There might also be, been a survey out at Karina. So if you're listening to this and you still haven't done it and you want to get a last minute please do it.
Yeah.
And actually, we're going to do one for CrossFit Crosshacks as well.
Yeah.
So guys, keep an eye on your emails. We're going to shoot out a survey and just get some feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things I spoke to you about, Leah, was kind of going backwards here in the conversation, but just come to my brain. You know, although I'm acutely aware of things we should be doing in terms of looking after our members and member experience, like you mentioned before, I've never really in the 10 years of running this place followed up with anyone.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, you know, gotten on the phone and said, hey, how was your first week? How was your first month? How was your first 6 months? Is there anything we can do to improve the service? You know, because some people will fall off and it's like, hey, CrossFit's just not for me. And that's not really true. Now, people might not like it for certain reasons, and we just need to find out what that is, you know, and we're not going to cater to every sort of whim. We've got our methodology that we believe is consistent and exceptional. But, you know, we do need to make sure that, you know, people aren't getting overwhelmed or, you know, do we need a more foundational class? Do we need a class at a different time of the day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do people feel about the supplements we provide, all these different things. But we'll get that survey out, get some feedback, and then try and actually hopefully do that consistently across the year so that we can, again, like we ask everyone to do in the gym, improve and get better on our performance.
Yeah, that's right. And the more honest you can be, the better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be really valuable data that we get back. So
I'm
keen to see it.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I'm excited. Thanks for sitting in on your first one.
Yeah. Thank you.
You'll be able to ask more questions from next week.
Yeah, nice.
And that's it, guys. That's episode number 32. Again, give us any feedback. Please contact us with any questions that you might have. And that's about it.
Yeah.
We will see you next week.
Thank you. See you next week.
See you, mate.